I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. Georgia Labor Secretary Mark Butler announced this morning that Georgia's unemployment rate dipped to 3.7% in September, matching the national average. The last time Georgia's unemployment rate was this low was in May of 2001. Butler says the number of jobs and employed residents is also at record levels. The largest gains were in construction, trade, transportation, utilities, and education/health services. In-person early voting for the November 6th election is underway, but many more Georgians are also choosing to vote via absentee ballot. GPB's Stephen Fowler reports.
In Georgia, you don't need a reason to request an absentee ballot. You just have to apply with your county by November 2nd. That's what nearly 350,000 Georgians have done so far for this election. Once you make your selections, you have to follow instructions on a return envelope and sign an oath with things like your name, address, and the year you were born. Otherwise, your ballot could be rejected. Election Day is November 6th. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler in Atlanta.
Hundreds of Georgians who cast their absentee ballots have had them rejected because of problems with signatures, an issue that will be challenged in federal court next week. A hearing has been scheduled to address a lawsuit that challenges Georgia's absentee ballot signature matching law. The ACLU of Georgia is behind the suit, claiming that ballots have been unfairly rejected because of alleged signature mismatches within the paperwork. The group wants election officials to give voters the chance to confirm their identities and resolve the issue ahead of November's election. The federal hearing is scheduled to take place Tuesday afternoon in Atlanta. The state's cotton crop devastated by Hurricane Michael. GPB's Ross Terrell has the story.
More than a million acres of cotton were planted this year before Michael hit.
We had a great crop of cotton out there that was opened up and ready to be harvested, and that's where the problem lies. You know, the winds came through and essentially blew the cotton off the plant.
That's Taylor Seals with the Georgia Cotton Commission. He says the hurricane is one of the worst disasters that could happen to farmers.
The ripples of this storm will continue to be felt in rural communities in Georgia for years to come.
Seals says some farmers are just now getting assistance after Hurricane Irma hit last year and losses topped $100 million. This year's damage is expected to far exceed that. For GPB News, I'm Ross Terrell in Atlanta.
New reports say sellers are continuing to have a tough time in Atlanta's housing market. Studies from the Atlanta Realtors Association and RE/MAX Georgia show that home sales are down 10% to 15% from this time last year. According to the AJC, experts say rising home prices and interest rates are discouraging many buyers, especially those looking for modestly priced real estate. Home prices in Fulton and DeKalb have risen by about 14% since last year, but median pay grew at a much slower rate. And Georgia's ports saw double-digit growth in September. Savannah's port handled 12% more container units than in August. In Brunswick, the port handled over 37% more cars, trucks, and heavy equipment. The amount of cargo moved by rail lines was also up last month by 35%. And in sports, the Atlanta Hawks lost their season opener to the New York Knicks by a score of 126-107. Atlanta travels to Memphis for a Friday night game against the Grizzlies. The team makes its home debut at the newly renovated State Farm Arena next Wednesday. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at GPB News.